everybody. How are you? We are bellied up to the bar, the Barroom Heroes podcast. Hope everybody had a good week and enjoyed the last episode with our guest Brett Ernst. If you haven't listened, check it out, man. Go have a good time. Listen to Brett talk some football. Please, before we get started with anything, give it up for our sponsor, SeatGeek. Download the SeatGeek app to your phone, iPod, tablet, iPad, anything that you can touch screen. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNK and get $20 off your first purchase. Tickets to anything, sports, concerts. I don't think they do movies, but anything else, maybe, that sells tickets. Check it out. Search. Find what you're looking for. SeatGeek. PUNCHDRUNK is a promo code. $20 off your first purchase. Enjoy what you go see. Also, the PUNCHDRUNKSports.com website is under construction. But from what I hear, it's going to be incredible. It's probably going to launch in about 30 days, maybe less, maybe more, but right around there. Once it comes, we are going to, it's going to be awesome. There it is. It's interactive. So much stuff that you can do and see on there. It's going to be great. People can talk to each other, so fans of different shows can kind of communicate with each other. It's just going to be probably one of the cooler websites that you get to participate in. So be ready for that. I'm going to get Sam Tripoli on the podcast. He'll be able to talk more about it because he is one of the heads of the Punch Drunk Sports Network, which we're proud to be on. So check out all the shows on there. Now, Childish Gambino is what we played to get into the episode.
Yeah.
Guy knows what he's doing.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
The voice you're hearing right now is Chris Centeni. I'm Kevin What's Elliott. Up? Stat Guy Joe is in the building.
Hey, the guy you were just talking about, Donald Glover.
Yes.
You're right. Just won a Golden Globe. He's obviously doing something right.
Dude, actor, comedian, musician.
Also.
And does them all well.
Just since you mentioned it, I'm going to the Jazz at Suns January 16th. Thanks to SeatGeek. $8.
Yeah.
There we go.
Tickets as low as $8. I wanted to go to Styx on the 15th, but that's $161.
Sorry,
they're legends. You can't do everything, SeatGeek.
I did the same thing. I went on there like, I think I'm going to low-key catch Styx, you know? Like, I don't want anyone to know I'm going. But then I saw the price. I'm like, ah.
There's no God, low-key about that.
No, you got to pay a lot of money. The bank will probably call me, think there's fraud. Like, that's a lot of money for this account. You going to Styx, dude? We figured there's no way you're going to Styx, so we just canceled your whole account. Oh, you are going to Styx. Well, then your account's canceled for sure.
How was your week, man?
It was rad.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah? Anything good? Anything going on you want to talk about?
Dude, a lot of good stuff. We can update some people about the dog.
Let's do that, please.
We actually took her in, and she had like her, I'm not going to remember what they're called, but the like a CT scan or something like that to determine how many treatments or whatever. And they're going to do three. And it's going to be this like radiostatic surgery.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is going to perform?
Yeah, he's going to. He might be there. Depends on how his dog's doing.
The fundraiser was so good, they're getting Cuba Gooding Jr. to perform the surgery.
Yeah, it's a celebrity surgery.
he's
new
got a
reality
whole,
show on ABC.
And he's got a whole sled full of dogs. So.
I heard he's taking a boat trip to get there.
Boat trip. This is good. This is good. sorry.
And any other
sorry, Cuba Gooding Jr. movies. Sorry, man. So we go in on like the end of the month, towards the end of the month. I don't remember the date exactly, but we're gonna do all the stuff. And they said she should be pretty good after that.
Awesome.
She just got to do some healing. So
awesome. Three treatments sounds like. It's minimal, so that's good.
It's supposed to be, I guess with this, like three treatments is probably minimal, but it's the maximum of this kind of thing. It's like a really targeted, intense treatment, but they seem really confident in it, so I'm just pumped.
Yeah.
Well, in three treatments, that's a minimal thing, but the vet was probably like, show me the money.
Jerry Maguire. Great sports. Would you consider that a sports movie? Because I would, but it was very romantical at the same time. It was like a rom, not that com. You know what I mean?
Okay, speaking of that exact genre, how about Fever Pitch?
I love Fever Pitch.
Rom, not so much Calm.
But I love that movie.
Yeah, but it's such a game. I bet people...
It's so me, though. Like, do you think, except like, for the Dodgers.
Do you just feel like maybe people in Boston, though, are just like, get out of here, dude. We just won a World Series.
How fortunate were they that they won it that season they were filming?
I just feel like they filmed multiple endings for that movie.
They've been filming it for like 40 years.
Oh, yeah. They just keep... They digitally put Jimmy Fallon in the movie. It was originally Marlon Brando, but it took him so long to win the World Series. And now it's just...
Marilyn Monroe was the woman. And they just progressed. Gina Davis is there for a little bit.
Absolutely,
then
dude.
They ended up Drew Barrymore, Jimmy Fallon. Not their first choice, but...
No, like their 15th, you know what I mean?
As celebrities pass away.
Jerry Maguire, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character, played for the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
So that movie... To me, is like what you're talking about. In fact, quick fact check, I was an extra in that movie.
In Fever Pitch?
No, in Jerry Maguire.
Oh. What'd you
do? For Rod Tidwell?
Yeah.
What'd you do extra?
During the scene where Tidwell gets hurt.
Yeah.
And
you were at the game?
Yeah, when everybody's like, Tidwell, Tidwell, and they have to cheer him back to life. I was one of the sections that they digitally made into all the sections.
No way.
Yeah.
So you're in the movie the same way people in Pittsburgh all had their stadium crumble on them in The Dark Knight Rises or whatever.
Or in Fever Pitch, the people that happened to be there at the game with Jimmy Fallon, yes.
When, spoiler alert, Drew Barrymore runs from the outfield, she drops from the wall and then runs from the outfield to the first baseline. I love when she gets there and Jimmy Fallon's character's like, the grass, was it spongy?
Come on, man.
It's the best. Oh, it's such a good movie.
Spoiler
alert. It's not, but I love it.
Also, spoiler alert, the Red Sox did win the World Series that year.
They sure did. They swept. That was the Yankee series when they came back 3-0.
Oh, I know it was.
That was one
of the... Don't let us win today, you know what I mean?
Dude,
don't let us win today. I say it to myself every morning.
Don't let me win today.
Don't let me win today. Or I'm about to take off.
Been saying that for
29 years.
Kevin Millar just calling it. He called it perfect, too. Don't lose one today.
But he did.
We got Peavy tomorrow. We got Schilling going the next day.
Dude, he had it all planned out.
Who knows, Game 7, and it was totally like that. Game 7, they came out crushed.
He had it under control, everything except his goatee. Facial hair was ridiculous. The rest of him was nailed down.
They all were. They were the idiots, man, and all their beards were just ridiculous. Their hair, their beards, everything, which was great because it was the exact opposite of the Yankees. They're nicely haircut, no beards, no facial hair, anything. Like, prim, proper, jerseys tucked in perfect. The Red Sox were like, dude, I'll untuck half the jersey. Who cares? Let's go. Let's just play baseball. And I love that. I rooted for them. I saw a guy, Yankees fan, get kicked out of a bar for talking shit to Red Sox fans during that series. Yelling, we've won this many championships. And they were like, okay, we just beat you. So it doesn't matter. Right here, right now, we beat.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good comeback. I went to the eye doctor yesterday. So, first of all, I went to the eye. Last time I went to the eye doctor was probably 15 years ago. I've had really good vision my entire life up until like the last year or two.
Oh, no.
So, but I still don't have glasses and I haven't been. So, I've been like 15 years. And I put that on the sheet. Like, you know, I got to fill out new patient info, and it's like, you know, name, whatever, and age, and how, you know, when's the last time you got your eyes checked? It was like 15 years ago. The first person that saw me kept calling me Mr. Kevin over and over again. Mr. Kevin, come here. Mr. Kevin, this. Mr. Kevin, can you see this?
Yeah.
It's like, why the fuck are you calling me Mr. Kevin?
Yeah, I'm not six.
Okay, then it dawned on me, I filled out the paperwork wrong and put my last name first and my first name last.
Okay, but hold on. Hold on. Oh, but Elliot could be a first name. So, but whose last name ever has been Kevin?
Yeah.
Put it together,
dude.
Son.
Also, who still says, I felt like a slave owner who's like only nice to his housekeeping like around the holidays. And she's like, Mr. Kevin, Mr. Kevin. I was like, dude, nah, just, you know. Just Kevin is fine. Just the first name. But I realized, dude, stupid me. I saw a couple doctors because they send you like from room to room. It's almost like I was getting
speed dating.
Yeah, it's totally what it was.
Seeing which
like.
Doctor you felt a connection with.
I got to tell you, room number two, nicer guy. I enjoyed him. He was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of like seeing, doing one test, the other than doing the doctor, like real stuff where they put the thing on your face and you have to like say, oh, which is better? 1, 2, 3, 4. Blah, blah, blah.
I need to get one of those kind of exams. I only ever do the one where they're like, put this playing card over your eye. And
yeah, well, they
the
did
hall.
That to me too, which, okay, this is dumb. First of all, they have you stand there and they've got that big chart and they say, all right, both eyes open, just read away until you can't read anymore. It's like, all right, E, F, P, C, D, blah, 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 until I can't read anymore. I'm like, all right, cover your right eye. My right eye is the bad one.
Mm-hmm.
So I cover your right eye and read with your left. All right, blah, 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 get through it. Like, all right, now go with your right eye, cover your left eye. So I did, but I've already read it twice through. I've memorized it.
I was just going to say,
so
I
even if I can't see it, I'm still going EFPCD, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you have perfect vision. No, I fucking don't.
Trust me, I'm cheating.
I literally told him, I go, I know the letters, but it's all blurry. And he's like, even the top one? I go, yeah, I mean, it's. I'm telling you, this is the reason why I'm here, right?
I didn't come here for compliments. I'm not fishing yeah. for affirmations.
Yeah, like, oh, 2020, boom, see ya.
You have wonderful eyesight. Oh, thank
here's
$70. You. I appreciate the compliment, yeah. and then go home. Yeah.
Appreciate the compliments.
Came
thank
here
you,
for
insurance.
Help.
So,
psychos.
After seeing the doctors, you go out, and you see this other guy that's, like, doing the lenses or whatever. Now, I don't have vision insurance because I've never needed it before.
Right.
So I went to, I'll shout them out. They treated me decent till this part. America's Best, right? It's $69.95 for the eye exam and two pairs of glasses. So
can't argue with that.
Nah, not
no,
a bad
really.
Deal at
no,
all.
Not at all.
So I start looking at frames.
Uh-oh.
And I'm looking and I'm looking and I put these frames on and I'm like, God, it's not bad. And then the guy that's helping me goes, those are women's, man. I was like,
hey.
He's like, this is the women's section. I go, you could have told me that when I first started looking, asshole. I've never been here before. I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
You're here every day. If you see me looking at frames in the women's section,
or better,
tell me.
Or better yet, when you come in, say you were going to give you an eye exam, and then you'll pick out frames from this section.
Yes. So.
Wow.
I got kind of pissed. But also, I was looking at it like, man, a lot of these look feminine, but. You know, these are all right. If this is what I'm choosing from,
yeah.
then these are incredible.
Yeah.
So he points me in the right direction. I go, I find these frames, and I'm like, all right, these are, I'll take these. And I show them to him. He's like, all right, and then what about your second pair? Like, you can get a different one. I go, oh, I can? It's not just two of the same pair? He goes, no, that's what a promotion's called, dude. I was like,
damn.
All right. First of all, stop dropping dude on me if you're going to be an asshole.
Dude's also, only reserved for when you compliment me on my 2020, okay?
So he's and then he goes, oh, and also, by the way, pick out glasses with small lenses because your prescription is bad. I was like, I've never had glasses before, so I'm willing to bet my eyesight is still a lot better than yours, asshole.
Yeah. Dude, this guy got a little judgy on
you. It was
you.
So much. It was the end of the day, so it was so much of like, man, hey. You've had a bad day. Hey. And you're taking it out on the last guy.
No, run hard through the bag, dude. Always pull up before the bag. That's how you get thrown out. Real quick, did you buy the feminine frames? Because that's what I would have done. I said, well, since I'm rushed, I think I'll take these ones and get some like cat glasses, dude, with the little corners on them.
Right.
And then he's like, those are women's. Be like, no, they're mine now. Okay. I'll wear whatever I want at my house.
I got that Boy George look.
Yeah,
off,
hell yeah.
Bro.
Works for Boy George.
Do you have the Elton Johns by chance or clown glasses?
Dude, let's be serious right now. Every time I see Elton John or Boy George or any of them, I'm like, dude, I wish I had the confidence to pull off some shit like that.
Right?
I'm serious. Dude, Boy George, I look at him like, that's insane. And then I'm like, but let's be serious right now. It's kind of sweet. Not going to work for me, but that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my story. I did actually the second pair when he was like, oh, you can pick a totally different pair. I like those way better than the first pair.
Should have gotten some of the like Coke bottle glasses of real big, like lovely bones and been like, these look weird, you know, and then bought them anyway.
I'm actually stoked to get them. Not so I can see better. I kind of want to wear glasses.
Dude, one day, this is how bad it is for me. I was like, you know, I think I would like to wear glasses. And I spent the next like 6 weeks like, you have tempted God. Okay, and he's going to spew acid in your face or something. I'm walking around like my hands over my eyes. I was so scared for like 6 weeks. But, you know, maybe I'll just buy some glasses with fake lenses.
I have those.
Be chill, you know. It's the rage right now.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I've worn them numerous times, but it's prepared me for the real glasses. Now I know what they're going to feel like.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see.
Dude, I'm excited for you to see, and I'm excited for you to look fresh, dude. It's going to be a nice little change.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, guys.
Got to start wearing, some sweaters and stuff now.
I may. I'll start reading, maybe.
Nah. I got books.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I got books, dude. I hit you with books.
That's all right, dude. I'm not into porn.
Magazines. Come on, man.
All right.
I don't have any porn. It's
a magazine, not a book, by the way. Fact check.
But if you watch Friends, Joey calls them books.
Calls them what? Porn books?
No.
There is such a thing as a porn book, isn't there? It's like erotica.
Yeah, it's like what women read where like Fabio takes
Well, yeah, there is that, but I'm talking like
50 Shades of Grey is probably a porn.
No, dude, there's something different.
There's this one, it's like written in the 60s, and I bought it, and I was too cowardly to read it. I got a couple pages in. I was like, whoa, this is over my head. All right. Oh, wow. Was not ready.
Let me
ready
hide
for that.
This from my fiance. Oh, I don't do any of this
shit. I showed it to her in the store. I'm like, I think I'm going to get this. This will be super cool. I'm trying to get into, expose myself to something I would never ever read normally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got, 20 pages deep, and I'm not kidding. I was, as fast as I could get in there, I was like, you guys got, Chronicles of Narnia or something. I need some wizards and a dragon. I cannot handle this real-world intensity. Swords and shields, man. Swords and shields. Please.
All right, let's get into some sports. Let's chop it up a little bit here. We had a big announcement today out of San Diego, California, where nothing but good times happen in San Diego. I love that city.
Ballast Point Brewing.
Comedy's great in that city, too. People are just so laid back and chill. It's a good time. The San Diego Chargers are moving north.
Said, you guys are too chill. We are sick of losing here all the time. We're going to abandon you. That's what the Chargers did. Chargers literally looked at him. They're like, it's not you, it's me, but also it's you. They just left. It was the worst thing I ever seen in my life.
They'd been talking about leaving for the past couple years, but now when they did, it was kind of like, hey, just a heads up, tomorrow they're going to announce they're moving to L.A.
Yeah.
And then they did, and now 8 Chargers fans just start burning their clothes.
Yeah.
All their 8 Chargers gear.
All 8 of them.
It's I think it's a good move for them. I think it's a move that doesn't matter for them.
Yeah, if you're not going to win any games, it doesn't matter where you play.
The Rams were horrible. They still sold out because they were back in L.A.
Yeah, but what are you going to do now? You're going to split the fan base in half and then neither team is successful?
Right. Where are the Chargers going to play?
I always thought, and maybe I just dreamed this because it was so absurd to me that they would both be there, that they were going to share a stadium.
And they may end up sharing the Rams stadium, but that's not going to be done until 2019.
Yeah.
So what, do they share the Coliseum where USC plays?
Soccer stadium for the Galaxy, maybe?
One could play in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
They could, but I don't think anybody said that. So I don't know where they're going to play. Who gives a shit where they're going to play?
Some local high school, maybe.
They may as well. Sold out for 4 games in a row. We have a total of 1,500 people.
All 8 fans will get in and it'll look packed, dude.
The crowd is in a frenzy. Can you believe it? Colin Kaepernick's still asking the crowd to be quiet now that he's a Chargers backup.
Can't hear. Is he?
No.
Oh, I was like, God, how much did I miss today?
If you're moving for no reason, you may as well sign Kaepernick on the team. Maybe get Johnny Manziel on there for some LA partying.
Yeah, for sure.
Branch out. Market, bro.
Cutler is a mentor.
How about the logo?
Oh, geez, dude.
Did anybody see the logo? The new Chargers logo they threw out?
Dude, when the logo came out, I was like, ha ha, dude, this troll is really giving it to him. And then they were like, no, this is it. And I'm like, you're joking. I sat for like 10 minutes just like I'm waiting. I thought it was going to be like a reveal. Like you had to solve puzzles and get more pieces to the logo. And then it was just a Dodgers logo that somebody smeared at the end. It's like the guy waved his hand off of it as he was finishing.
It for real looks like they showed up this morning right before the press conference. right? And they're in their conference room, and the owner of the team comes in, the general manager, and all the front office guys, and they're like, all right, we set up the press conference. We're going to announce, you know, in 15 minutes. This is the procedure. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to announce we're going to L.A. Hey, Josh, do you have the logo finished? And Josh is like, huh? yeah, it's here. And as he's turning the paper to them, he's drawing it with his hand. And that's where you get the little squiggle lightning bolt towards the end of it for L.A. And he goes, here it is. They're like, you know, not your best work, but we don't have any other options.
But maybe we can do like a Harry Potter tie-in now that we're in Hollywood. God, it's a disaster.
It is a mess. Twitter had a field day with it, man. Just putting my favorite one of them all, and there was a lot of really good ones, adding ME to it so it says lame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, just all kinds of great stuff. L.A. Gear. Somebody made it into an L.A. Gear logo. Dude,
that one was... And it looked better as an L.A. Gear logo than it did
totally
as
totally did.
Yeah.
It totally did.
Absolutely.
My favorite was somebody posted... it was... This is better than their second choice, and their second choice was somebody using Microsoft Paint and just squiggling L.A. Chargers and drawing a lightning bolt all shitty, like in blue and yellow Chargers colors. it was perfect. It's so embarrassing. And so before we started recording, Chris, you looked up on your phone and the Chargers came out and said what? Like,
oh, the Chargers were like, oh, actually the official logo hasn't been revealed yet. And all I could think was like, oh my God, dude. The guy who turned in the stuff 5 minutes beforehand is fired.
Fired.
All the people who let him turn that in got fired. It's so bad.
What I mean, I've heard of bad days of work. All right. I've gone up with some pretty hefty expectations for stand-up and bombed, but I haven't put something out and had the entire world.
This is what it's going to be. People are going to say, you had a bad experience, but you didn't have an LA Chargers first logo experience. Like, it's going to become a big deal, I'm telling you.
It will. But I think, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, the Chargers played in L.A. first. So, because I'm hearing like, well, the Rams moved back, and that makes more sense that they're in L.A., all right? It was the L.A. Rams, then St. Louis, now back to L.A. for them. L.A. Rams fans are excited. But if I remember correctly, the Chargers are from Los Angeles originally.
Technically, yes, but not since the days of the AFL and since 1970 when the NFL converged. Actually, since 1969.
So did they move to San Diego once the NFL came about?
They actually moved to San Diego 2 years before.
Okay.
But have been there since. And one thing that I didn't want to interrupt, but you guys were talking about earlier, speaking of embarrassments for the Chargers, the next two seasons they will be playing at the 30,000-seat StubHub Center in Carson, California.
Oh, my God.
Share the stadium.
So they are going to share the stadium.
I believe so, yes.
So between the two of them, they'll probably sell out.
In Inglewood.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants and Jets share the same stadium. It's not
and
a big
that goes
deal.
Really well.
At the moment, the Chargers are promoting a one-of-a-kind product that gives fans an opportunity to be up close and personal with the players because you're basically a celebrity theater.
You have no choice. You have it's like, dude, I want the last row. I don't want to see this very good. It's like, sorry, no bad seat in the house.
There is not a single cheap seat or bad seat or this is a
Guys,
mess.
You SeatGeek to go to the game, you may play four downs.
With this $20, they'll sign you as a punter. No big deal. $20 credit. That's your signing bonus.
You're basically watching an NFL game at like a large speakeasy.
30,000. It should feel that way. It should sell some illicit
Again,
drugs.
High like, school football game. People making out under the bleachers.
Yeah. It's like, hey, where's Philip Rivers? Oh, he's making another child with his wife under the bleachers. We got to get him back out.
Oh, my God. What a disaster.
He's got like eight kids. It's 30,000 for an NFL stadium, because NFL stadiums seat like 70,
a lot,
60,
yeah.
70,000. So you're cutting more in half. What's Qualcomm seat, Joe? Because that's where they're leaving in San Diego. So they're taking a hit from leaving Qualcomm, because they could wait and just leave when the Inglewood Stadium is done.
Yeah.
But they want to go to LA now. What is it?
Capacity is 70,561.
Damn, so 40,000 seats a home game times 8 games, you're looking at 320,000 seats. Then two playoff or two postseason games or postseason, two preseason games, which I don't think they'll sell out, but let's say 350,000 tickets.
Yeah.
Potentially is what they get. I don't think they sell out all 8 home games either.
No, I don't think they do.
But if you're going 8 to 30,000, that's over 100,000 tickets less that you're selling.
Absolutely.
For a couple years.
Yeah, you're losing.
It's a horrible business move.
Well, that's what I'm. There has to be something else we don't know about.
Unless they're really only getting 30,000 people to a game in San Diego. Is there a way to look at that? What their attendance their was the last
average,
couple years?
Yeah, average attendance.
Yeah.
We also remind me.
Look at that, but real before I was looking that since the Rams have moved there, they have consistently underperformed and not been able to sell at that stadium in L.A. with the Rams there currently.
Oh, boy.
It's L.A., man.
Yeah, there's too much going on. I don't know that you – I mean, I guess it is a sports town. You can't say it's not a sports town, but it's
you
just –
You
have
to be good.
There's too much else to do. It's too much to compete with.
Yep.
But
there's too much tourism to where people aren't going to come to Los Angeles to go to a Rams game.
Oh yeah. That's
– It's like, okay, on a Sunday where the Rams are at home.
Yeah.
They will sell – Let's say they sell 45,000 tickets.
Okay.
How many tickets do you think Disneyland sold that day?
Yeah, a lot.
How many do
Probably
you think
the
Universal
same amount
Studios
or more.
Sold that day?
Right.
Right? So there's, yeah, it's the first or second biggest city in the country, and it is a sports town.
Yeah.
But you're dealing with so much tourism, and all those people go to different things in Los Angeles. They're not going to go to a Rams game or... A Lakers game. Sorry, that was my phone.
Oh, you're good.
you know, they're going to do other things. So it's a difficult town to sell things in. And plus, USC, where they play the Coliseum, it's in a shitty part of town.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're going to upsell. They're put the stadium in Inglewood.
Yeah, I know. Well, who knows? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it'll revitalize that area and improve it. That's what I think they're...
They have to be good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what they're hoping, but they do. They got to put a better... It's the same thing with the Coyotes trying to move to Tempe here. They're going to have to win before that becomes worth anything. But before I jump on that, LA's getting... You want to talk about a team that's not going to survive in LA? I was texting you about it the other day. LA's getting another Major League Soccer team. So now you're
getting... The Major League Soccer is still alive.
But now you're going to have two Major League Soccer teams, two NFL football teams,
two NBA teams,
and two
Major League Baseball teams.
A hockey team.
Two hockey teams if you count Anaheim.
Yeah, which you don't because they're garbage. And then... but
because you hate them.
Yeah, I don't like them. So, but... Yeah, I mean, so you have two of everything. How do you expect to sustain that?
So does New York... Now, they have the Red Bulls. They don't have two MLS teams yet, I don't think.
I don't think so either, but I'll double check.
So they have two basketball teams. If you count, you got to count Brooklyn, right? Brooklyn and the Knicks.
You have to, yeah.
Two football teams, Jets, Giants. Two hockey teams, if you count Rangers and Islanders.
Well, they also have the Buffalo Sabres.
Right, that's upstate. That's pretty far.
Just, you know.
Well, yeah, all right, if you're doing that for California, then it's like, oh, we have San Francisco.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, fair enough.
Well, and then the Bills.
We're talking
New York City proper. Official New York
two
City.
Two baseball teams, Yankees, Mets. They're able to sell out everything.
Yeah.
New York is a much bigger sports city than L.A.
For sure.
And they've been able to survive on that. With no problem.
Well, they do have
two. Do you think they do have two MLS teams?
There are two soccer teams. There's the New York Red Bulls and the New York City Football Club.
Oh. It's a good creative name.
I don't look up soccer stats.
The soccer. Dude, that's what LA's doing. Now they have the Los Angeles Soccer Club.
Ugh.
And their logo is like a gold LA with a wing.
Oh, good. So all of California is just crushing the logo game. Is it the same Josh that's doing all the logos? He's just going from one LA team to another?
Guys, I'm killing it.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw my previous work.
Here's what I did. I took the Dodgers logo, changed the font.
Started Comic Sans, ended with Calibri.
Do you know how much commission I got from these two dumb teams.
Bring on more LA teams. I got tons of logos. This guy's going to be a shirt designer soon.
Hopefully.
Rams hired a new coach, man. Sean McVay. Timothy's son. No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
Well.
Guy, kid's the bomb, though. I would say.
Jeez Louise, man. You Sean, got that soundboard still?
Sean McVay. That wasn't good? You don't think that was. All right. I mean it was, wasn't. No, it,
was,
it wasn't. I mean,
was
I
don't. Totally not that good.
I don't
good.
Want props on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not be like, hey, where's
the props?
Don't
worry, you won't get any.
But I.
Perfect. That's the sound.
It should have honestly gotten.
Whatever you say, man.
Okay. Sean McVay's 30 years old.
Dude, he's like 6 months older than me.
He's coaching the Rams. He's the head coach.
That's ridiculous.
Of the LA Rams.
What do you?
What was he before? Was he the OC in Washington?
In college, getting an undergraduate degree. That's what he was doing. Graduated from college, and he's like, God, I don't know, man. I took an
intern. He was drunk at the bar and just applied for the Rams head coaching job on a whim.
I thought it was an internship. They just said, yeah, sure.
He was a former player.
In what?
High school.
No.
Yeah, right. Oh, in Pee Wee flag football?
He began coaching as an assistant in Tampa, and then he was part of the UFL for a while. And then he was with the Redskins under Gruden. Okay. And, yeah, he – his personal life, he was – his grandfather was the 49ers manager, so he's been in the game since he was young. And, yeah.
30-year-old coach. L.A. Rams trying to make a splash with this hire.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're like, if we get like a young, hip coach, young, hip environment.
He is the youngest NFL coach ever.
Yeah. And because 19 of his players are older than him.
Oh, my God, dude.
How do you respect that?
You're like, the coach comes in, so like, do what I say. And you're like, no. I used to beat you up. I'm 5 years older than you and five times your size.
Yeah.
I'm doing nothing you say. The Rams won't win a game.
I don't. I mean, they're bad enough to lose every game.
Maybe Todd Gurley will pick it up.
Yeah. Now Todd will be like, yo, do you want to go out tonight? You're now my age.
I'm hanging out with the coach. I'm getting a lot of playing time. I had 60 carries last game for 9 yards. But all the trolls got blocked on Twitter, so I'm feeling good this week.
So, for a 30-year-old, it's a pretty good job, right?
Oh, yeah. How much is he getting paid?
Coach of the Rams.
What's his salary?
I don't know. I mean, it's
probably just paying off his student loans.
Yeah.
It's more than he was making as a Miami Redhawk where he gained all that student loans.
Look, man, we'll pay off your student loans.
Oh, he went to Miami of Ohio? And that's where he played? That's isn't that Big Ben? He went there. I don't know. Did he play with Big Ben? He probably
every
did.
Every time I see Miami, Ohio playing a college football game or anytime they're on TV, I always think that they're the OH that they put in parentheses is perfect. Because you're always like, oh, Miami's on. Oh. Miami's playing. Oh.
Oh.
And then you change the channel. So that's why they put it there. So they're doing it for you. You're not watching this game.
Let me ask you this question. Sean McDonough, Ryan McDonough, and Terry McDonough. Three brothers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The McDonough family. All right.
What about them?
Sean's a broadcaster.
Successful. Very successful.
Right? Sean's a broadcaster. Ryan is the general manager for the Suns. And Terry was like the assistant GM for the Cardinals and is interviewing to be the general manager for the 49ers. I think he's their lead candidate.
Okay.
Of the three of them, which job would you rather have?
Well, I definitely feel like I want to run a team over broadcasting.
Okay.
That's just so I'll eliminate Sean right now, right? Sean's the broadcaster. I'm sorry.
Sean's a broadcaster.
I can always confuse everyone. So
I don't know how much broadcasters make. Like, you know when you see a player go from playing to them broadcasting?
Yeah.
And I look at them as like, man, they were making $5, $10, $15 million a year, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Now you're broadcasting. What does that pay? Because it's not paying that much.
It can't.
But
can it's got to be. Maybe. I guess it could. I mean, the only thing I can think of is it's not sports related, but sometimes you see like the newscasters for like the political channels. They're bringing in like $15, $20 million a year. So. Yeah.
But Michael Strahan's the only one cashing in on stuff like that.
Top game analysis, like the top tier people, your Michael Strahans, will earn anywhere from $500,000 to $2 million a year.
Still pretty good money.
That's really good
money.
Yeah,
I mean.
And low-level announcers will make anywhere from $57,000 a year, and then radio is about $35,000 a year.
Okay, so Sean McDonough does both. He does TV and radio, but I think more people know him from TV anyway, as you would most announcers.
Yeah.
So I would guess he's probably in the million-dollar range. Because he does everything. He does
all his
pro basketball, pro football, college basketball. He announces everything.
Yeah, all his revenue streams together, probably about $1 million.
Right.
I mean, that would be safe unless he's got whatever package deals. But we'll round to $1 million. We'll give him $1 million.
I would assume Ryan McDonough for the Suns makes more than that. General manager of the Phoenix Suns, you're making more than $1 million a year.
On average, they make between $1 and $3 million. Year
okay.
for NBA.
Right.
Okay.
So then Terry McDonough.
Yeah. A football GM's got to make more than that.
Yeah. But so he went from assistant GM, but NFL GM, I would bet they probably do.
They have to make
I feel more like they players could be, cap.
I just
money.
Feel like they could make it at like 10, dude. I really do. Maybe. Million. I mean, seriously.
That's a lot.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm just saying, I feel like after all their.
Quick answer, general managers of the NBA or NFL also make between $1 and $3 million a year. There's those guys that can break through the cap. Right. Like Phil Jackson made $11 million last year.
Yeah, right.
But okay. NFL, on average, 1 to 3. But you have to think there's a lot of shitty teams in the NFL that their general manager doesn't deserve.
Right, where Terry McDonough potentially could be the 49ers general manager, which is awful. But of the three... You scratched out Sean McDonough, which I would too. I would love to call games, but I'd rather be the color analyst than the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
And he's the play-by-play guy.
Yeah, I don't – broadcasting's cool, but I think I'd rather run a team.
So which sport is yours, football or basketball? Because essentially that's what it kind of boils down
to. Yeah, I think I would go – I'd go football.
Yeah?
Yeah, only because I think – basketball, just like I would not be able to keep up. I'm serious. Like basketball seems to have like, I don't know, man. Basketball seems to me personally, I could be way off, seems to have bigger personalities than football does.
No, I doubt that, dude. No way. Prima donna receivers and quarterbacks, running backs, defensive backs.
I know, man. But to me, they're all just.
Yeah, there's so many more players in football. I think basketball would be a little easier to maintain.
I don't know. I go football. I'd take football. I think I'd like the challenge of 22 guys plus specialty, all that kind of stuff, putting together a complete squad. But
you're Terry McDonough.
I'm
Ryan I'll be McDonough. Terry. And Stack Eye Joe, you're Sean McDonough.
I love it. That's what I would have gone with from the beginning.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. Dude, look at us. We're the McDonough brothers.
So when they hiring us.
Good to see you, McDonoughs.
Should have applied for the Rams job.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, who knew that it was an open invite to just apply?
Yeah, dude, who knew a bachelor's degree?
I heard they put it on jobbing.com. Got a lot of applications.
Indeed. Monster. Career builder.
I got a random email about it. You a fan? We're giving out the coaching position. Didn't know if you heard.
We got a 50-50 raffle.
Are you above 30 years old?
Do you have an interest in football?
Have you made it to 3 decades of life?
You could be our new general manager.
Yeah. Are you okay with travel? Oh, yeah. All right. We'll relocate. Fucking Rams.
Good
what
for
do
them.
You, what do you think of this logo?
I hate it. You know what else I hate? Grayson Allen. That's what I hate.
Oh, boy.
I called him a that, not even who. Yeah. That's what I hate.
You've taken him out of human category. So
that college punk kid, man. Duke, if people that don't know, he plays basketball for Duke. He is a piece of shit. I don't know him as a person, but the way that he perceives himself, perceives, is that the word I said?
Perceives is what you were looking for.
I said, but let's perceive.
Well, he thinks he's a professional. You see, he's already ahead of the game.
This kid, dude, he needs, I've never seen somebody that needs to get punched in the face 30 times more than Grayson Allen.
That's an extremely specific list.
Well, it doesn't have to be like,
this dude needs to get punched in the face.
Yeah. Not, and 30 times. 30 times don't need to be like in a row. You can give him a few days to recover.
I just like that you have a list at your house. People need to be punched 30 times, 20 times, 10 times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Joakim Noah used to be way up on there.
Oh, me too. I agree with you. He played for my team. I hated him.
I actually liked him when he's in the NBA. But either way, hated him at Florida because he talks some shit about UCLA in the national championship game. And they beat us 2 years in a row, Final Four, championship, whatever. But that's the past.
Clearly.
Now, Grayson motherfucking Allen.
What about him?
Piece of shit.
Lay into him.
First of all, he gets suspended for tripping three times. He trips somebody purposely three times. Different people.
Which makes you immediately in the scumbag category. Yeah.
Three different people, but purposely. Not just like, oh, I happened to fall and they tripped over my leg. It was like, no, I'm going to kick my leg out and trip you during a basketball game.
Yeah, which is a total weak move.
Yes. Then Duke, who I actually respect Duke a little bit.
Okay.
And I like Coach K a little bit.
I agree.
Not a huge fan.
So far we're on the same page.
Yeah. They suspend Grayson Allen indefinitely. Now, indefinitely means nothing. It's just you're suspended. We don't know for how long.
Yeah, until we decide to bring you back, which sounds good in the media, but really is a cop out a little bit.
Yes.
Where it's like we bring him back tomorrow night if we want.
Duke then plays their next game against Virginia Tech and loses,
which they deserve.
Coach K,
for having a tripper on the team.
Coach K says, my back hurts. I'm going to get back surgery right now so I don't have to coach this shitty team anymore.
For sure.
They're not bad.
No.
But you've got this Grayson Allen problem. You just lost now. What do you do? I'm going to get back surgery now.
But when the other team can run unimpeded up and down the court, it makes it harder to win.
Yeah. Then they say, you know what, Grayson? You serve some tough time.
Are you kidding me?
One game suspension. They bring him back against Georgia Tech, and Duke wins by 53 points against Georgia Tech. Grayson Allen's one of their best. He's top two or three best players on their team.
Averaging 21 points a game.
Okay.
43%.
Didn't need him to win that game.
Yeah. They probably, it's hindsight, but probably would have beaten Virginia Tech with him.
Just saying. Adds a little insult to injury there with that.
They bring him back after one game, and their explanation is, one, indefinitely doesn't mean we're keeping him out for an extended period of time.
Oh, my God.
It was a trip, all right? And...
But it's so much more than a trip, dude. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
And he's severely being punished outside of games.
Where it'll really hurt him.
So, what, are you making him shoot extra free throws in practice? You making him run a little bit more? I'm sorry, is that only going to make him better as a player? Not as a person, but as a player, if they make you run more and shoot more and dribble more in practice, you're going to get a lot better.
I think this is how they should punish him. Do that, but he has to wear shoes that are one size too small.
Just crush.
Can you imagine
your toes?
How much that would hurt, dude?
Then you'd be out for the season.
He wouldn't even be able to use his leg for tripping.
Oh, so he comes back, plays against Georgia Tech, whatever. The next game is the ice cream man outside. Is that what I hear? The ice cream man's coming by the bar room. All right, dude, let's get some ice cream. No, nobody's on board with me.
It's like a food truck scenario. We're an outdoor patio bar.
I don't think anybody can hear it in the show, but I can hear it. I can hear the guy.
And that's why we tried to ignore it. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I can't.
But I love how Kevin can't. He's like, ice cream? Seriously?
Is that what do you got? All right. Anyway.
So anyways, Grayson Allen sucks.
So he comes back.
Bomb pops rule.
What were we saying?
Grayson Allen sucks.
He had one
dream
game suspension.
That an ice cream man just drove by the
He's a shitty person. He's from Jacksonville, Florida. He's averaged 21 points a game in this current season.
And three trips a year.
No.
Also, he was ejected from a game after his fifth hour for yelling at a referee.
Yeah. And he came back and he tripped another guy.
Are you like just now when he came back?
Yeah.
This last time?
So he tripped another guy.
Stop. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. But they didn't call anything. They reviewed film and they're like, it could be, it's the worst trip he's done in the sense it's like you can't tell what he's really doing. But because he's tripped in the past, it's like, dude, you're tripping.
And as somebody who does not know who this person is, I do not watch any Duke games, especially this season. I have not watched anything college basketball. You said Grayson Allen. I started looking him up. I did not know anything about him. Went to his Wikipedia page, found out the information you're talking about. He sounds like a horrible person on paper. Then you see his picture. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me coming across this for the first time. He looks like a horrible person.
Yeah.
This guy looks like a piece of shit who's getting craftier about his tripping. He looks like the one guy still on trial for the Duke lacrosse thing.
Yes.
But damn, he's on
basketball. He does, dude. He does. But they played Florida State a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
He went for a loose ball towards the Florida State bench. Jumps and hits the ball, right, to save it. As he's getting hit towards the bench, takes both his hands, puts it on an assistant coach, and just shoves the assistant coach to the seat, really.
Dude.
The coach said he didn't shove me. You watch that replay 100 times. It's a legitimate on-purpose shove.
Okay.
With both hands to get that. Coach, first of all, the coach wasn't in his way. He was going to land on the seat regardless. But Grayson was. But just pushes the coach anyway. For no reason.
So, to me, it seems like since no... I don't know what you want to call it. None of the supervisory adults are going to do anything about it. This poor dude might be in for a world of hurt against the wrong team.
I hope he goes when they play North Carolina in Carolina.
Oh my God.
That after the game, someone meets him in the parking lot and just punches him a million times. Punches him enough times to where he realizes, oh, I am a douchebag. And I need to stop these antics.
Dude.
He is just that rich boy, piece of shit that never had problems, and if he did, it would be taken care of because of his family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the kind of dude he is.
I think you're right. I think this will happen, and now I'm feeling bad because it's not his fault. His name is Grayson. He couldn't have been a decent person.
I'm just saying, man, he's in for a world of hurt. He's going to play the wrong team, a team that maybe doesn't have anything really to lose. Mm. And some dude will just wail on him. He'll start a brawl. It'll be horrible.
I'm surprised that it hasn't happened in a game yet. Just not a fight, but at least elbowing him in the chest, basket, something.
Somebody's going to take care of it because I think people usually wait to see if some discipline will happen. And if it doesn't, he's going to get mauled.
And when he cries, it goes viral. And then that person that hit him is like top of world star. And
and he gets drafted. Change his life, probably.
He'll be a first-round pick. But Redick talks to him like once a couple times a week.
Because
this was J.J. Redick.
Okay.
All right. This is exactly who J.J. Redick was minus the tripping in college.
So I can handle him a little more.
He was he was this guy that everybody hated, the rich white kid that could shoot and was just a pretty boy punk at Duke. Won games and was he was the big player at Duke, but a white guy that was just douchey about it.
Yeah,
and he talked trash when he just should have played the game and not worried about it. Right? And JJ will admit it; he was an asshole.
Yeah,
back in college, and it took a couple years in the NBA to figure out, like, oh man, I can't act like that. Like, who the hell was I? So he's trying to tell Grayson all the mistakes that he's making, and Grayson is choosing not to listen.
Okay, well then,
so fuck him.
Yeah, so what are you going to do at that point? You're just going to let him get mauled.
I hate him.
Yeah, you're going to wait until Grayson meets a Ron Artest.
Seriously,
Watch him stand up straight real quick.
And if Grayson, and he probably will make it to the NBA, he's going to get a rude damn awakening in his own locker room.
Oh,
walking in like he's the shit.
Dude, that's... You know what? This is off topic, but it's kind of a similar thing, dude. It's like... that kid from Sweden in the NHL, you hear about him?
No.
Okay, same idea. He got drafted number 2 this year because Austin Matthews was one. Sorry to sidetrack, but this reminded me of this.
No, this is perfect.
He kept saying, I'm the best player in the draft. I should be going first. Like, not saying like in front of cameras and shit, but, it kept getting reported that he was like, I'm the best player. So now he's having like an on fire season, right? And every time I saw a picture of him, he's celebrating a goal. He's being like real extreme about it. And he's now out indefinitely with a concussion because a dude creamed him at center ice. Grayson Allen's looking at something like that. And you don't want that because now the kid's out indefinitely. He's hurt.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's only out for one game.
No, no. Well, but see, this is like fair enough. But like, you know, you get wiped out. Professionals don't put up with it. The guy will just take an ejection and a suspension.
Yeah. Well, in hockey, you could totally do that. The old school days of basketball are gone right now. All right, you're not going to use that 12th guy on the bench to get a technical foul and just knock somebody out and be like, ah, you're ejected. All right, and the guy walks off happy because he did his job.
Yeah, for the
hockey, you still have guys like that, the enforcers.
Absolutely.
That say, hey, go out there, get a penalty, get kicked out of the game, knock that guy out.
Do your job.
And they do.
They pat him on the back, say, do your job. You know exactly what you're supposed to do.
Shit, the Mighty Ducks had kids doing it.
Exactly.
The Hawks.
Knock
Adam Banks out, and they did their job.
Exactly.
Hockey has that. You know what else hockey has?
It self-regulates, man.
Hockey doesn't have casual fans.
Not really, no.
Not at all. I don't think there really is at all. There's not a casual fan. Hockey fans are the die-hard, bleed hockey, this is my favorite sport, and I follow it and watch it all the time. There's not the one that's like, oh, football season's now over, I'll start watching some hockey games.
Yeah.
There's not. They go to basketball. That's basketball has casual fans.
Yeah.
Right? Baseball has the casual fans that are like, oh, it's the summer and nothing's on, I'll start getting into my team now after 2 months of playing.
Yeah.
Right? Football has diehard fans, but I think a lot are casual too because there's not much going on at the beginning of that season.
Yeah.
If your baseball team is out of it, you're like, all right, but at least, you know, the Brewers are out of it, but here comes the Packers, so we can focus on that.
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
Hockey is like the fans, the real high. I think most hockey fans are the diehard.
Oh yeah, calendar
hockey.
You skip everything else to watch hockey. I experienced that even this year. Like baseball's in the playoffs, right? The Cubs are in the playoffs, and there's literally discussions where people are like, ah, do I watch the Cubs or do I watch the Blackhawks? And everyone's like, well, like the Cubs are in the World Series, and everyone's like, yeah, but the Blackhawks are playing the Blues, man. Like we can't be wasting our
early
time.
Early on, like the first
game five of the year, you know, and it's half the team's like, whatever. I don't know. I agree with you though.
Yeah.
And even in places where like their team is struggling, right? Like, I'm trying to think. Okay, Columbus, the Blue Jackets, they were terrible last year, and people were still showing up. Now, not sellouts, obviously, but people were still showing up. And then, like they said, there's some guy. He's been buying a seat for his deceased girlfriend for like 5 years because they used to come to games together, and he won't give up the seat.
Talk about disposable income.
But I'm just saying, I agree with you. I think hockey fans are rabid.
Yeah, there's just no casual hockey fan.
No, not at all.
Really isn't.
Even when you think you're a casual fan, you start like cussing out everyone on the ice.
I think anybody that watches hockey, like they actually watch a game.
Yeah.
Knows like 80% of the players in the NHL. Whereas a NBA fan will turn on a game and watch it. They know like four players that maybe are playing in the game.
Yeah.
And that they're like, oh, I know Russell Westbrook. He's been doing decent this year.
Yeah,
he's decent. He only has 18 triple doubles in the first half of the season.
And those killer jeans. And, but like okay.
Russell Westbrook leading the league in blue balls. Fucking. Because of clothes. Would have been funny if I didn't fuck up the first word. Jesus
Christ.
Still
funny.
Such an idiot.
Well, no. Okay, so here's a perfect example. How about like a guy like Bartnick? Joe Bartnick? The Duke every single day recaps every single game.
Yeah.
You're just like, dude, you ever sleep?
Right. And he's in the middle of doing shows all night.
Yeah, he's probably literally like, hold on. The punchline's good, but one sec. There's 2 minutes left in this. 2 minutes left in this Carolina Florida game.
Totally. We'll get him on at the All-Star break to kind of recap. We'll have a hockey episode.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Of recapping it. We'll have a good time with Joe. And listen to the Puck Off, man. That's his show. It's a good hockey show.
That's a killer show.
And if you see him around, go to his comedy shows. Hey, Joe Bartnick, sponsor of the podcast.
I was just using him as an example.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's in a lot of hockey fans are that way. Mm-hmm. You go on a message board and people are like, oh, Carolina's playing real well right now. And then you're like, And the guy's profile picture is like Washington Capitals. And you're like, how do you even care?
Right. Well, and Bill Burr is a guy that is more of a casual fan because he's so busy. But if you talk sports with him, and he's a Boston guy, sports with him, and you're like, hey, you know, the Celtics, blah. He's like, I don't even know. I know none of the players.
Yeah.
And they're like, what about the Bruins, right? The season starts and ends around the same time.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, our third line is blah, blah, blah. Like, he goes off. It's like, you're not a casual fan. You're a casual basketball
you're
fan.
You're a busy fan.
You're a hockey fan.
You're like, just a man who's very busy. You can't watch a game every night. But here's the other thing, because I'll do it, and I know there's a lot of hockey people do it. I don't know about other sports, to be honest with you. I watch, like, if I missed a game, I'm desperately waiting for the recap video so that I can catch everything,
yeah,
all the important stuff. Like, I'm just sitting there, like, refresh until it comes in, and I see it all the time. I don't know, man.
Did you watch the national championship game this past week?
Let's talk about what happened to me. I wrote on my own phone calendar to set aside time on Tuesday to watch the championship game.
Wait.
So
I'm going to let you finish because I have a question immediately and I think you're going to answer it.
Okay. So I wake up on Tuesday, like, just got to get through this work day. You know, I'm like, my phone.
Because the game was Monday.
Right. So my alarm goes off and I'm like, oh, yeah, today's the national championship game. I'm really pumped. Oh, well, looks like Clemson really pulled it out, didn't they? Because the score was on my phone. I was in shock. And I just stood. I took an ice cold shower to punish myself for being so stupid.
Well, don't be so stupid. Because I got a phone call from Joe during the first quarter of the game.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to talk to you about a couple things and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, you know, just like watching the national championship. He's like, for what? And I go, for football.
At least I knew about it.
And I go, college football, Alabama and Clemson. He goes, that's on? What channel? I'm like, all right, that's good that you're on a sports podcast. This is awesome. Stat guy knows when the games are too. Okay, perfect.
Worst sports analyst in history. I know who won. Still have no idea how it happened.
Oh, my God. It was one of – let me say this. College basketball ended with Villanova hitting a three at the buzzer to win the game. One of the greatest college basketball games of all time because of when it happened. College football follows it up with their national championship with they scored a touchdown with a second left. It's literally
– if only it would have been on Tuesday. I would have had a great time watching that game.
Dude, you play in your backyard – and design these plays and things for Chris Jenkins for Villanova to hit that three, for Deshaun Watson to roll out and throw the touchdown pass. Like, it's what you dream of and
he got to do
dream
it.
About, and he did it. And it was, to me, those games are incredible.
Well, those are classics. You want those on TV like every year for a replay.
My
or something.
Son and I must have watched it, the ending, 100 times. Oh. Just rewound for that moment. Because you sit there and it happens, and immediately, like, my son was like, oh my God. And I just sat there like, no way.
You almost.
Because I'm older and I look at him like, this is a dream come true moment.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you don't say anything. And the announcers, kudos to them because they don't say anything either. Yeah. You know, they say, caught touchdown. And then it's just silent. They're just letting you take all of the excitement and not being there,
which
right?
is the way to do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive they hit the mute button at that moment because as somebody, we've all done some like hosting stuff and some hosting like,
yeah,
there's no way to not freak out if something gets that huge.
Holy shit. Fuck.
You just go nuts.
You cover your mouth and get out of the room.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the announcers at that point, that's what the cough button's for.
I was rooting for Clemson. Mainly, I just like Clemson a little bit.
I literally, all I wanted was a good game, and apparently it was.
It was one of the best college football games I've ever seen because of the stakes and the fact 1 second left, throws a touchdown pass to win the game.
That's insane.
It was all you can ask for in a college football season because it was dominated by those two teams.
Kind of was, yeah.
Ohio State.
And not even kind of was. Like, yes, it was.
Yeah. Ohio State and Washington made the playoff. They got blown out as they should have. Ohio State shouldn't have been there. Penn State should have.
Yeah.
But the Rose Bowl with Penn State and USC was a great, incredible instant classic game.
Yeah.
Even still, I think Penn State would have gotten blown out. So for Washington sure. was there because they won a power conference championship. They were ranked high. I think they'd only lost one game, but everybody knew going in they weren't beating Alabama.
Yeah, it was just like, okay.
It was like this coming weekend where Houston's playing New England.
Yeah,
sorry,
you're like,
dude.
Cool, New England's just going to walk through that.
Yeah.
And then, what, Kansas City might win their game?
Kansas City and Pittsburgh, that'll be a good game.
No, it will be. But I'm just saying, you know, like, then somebody has to go in when they're like, well, that was a little difficult.
Yeah.
You know, like, the team, it's like they're practicing midweek for the next week.
New England will still be well-rested going into the game next week.
I'm just really excited for next week when we're sitting here like, I don't know what happened, but the Patriots got upset. You know what I mean? Like, we're sitting here like, there's no chance.
Houston really brought that Osweiler contract was well paid.
Osweiler made all his money last night. You know, whatever. It's just going
to. I'll be shocked. That'll be one of the biggest upsets ever.
Yeah, I just don't think it's possible.
I don't either.
I have nothing invested, so I can say that and not be like jinxing, you know what I mean? But I just don't see it possible for Houston to win that.
But yeah, the college football championship. It was the two teams that should have been there. I'm glad it was a repeat from last year, and then to have a different winner is nice.
Oh, that's the coolest part.
And if it can happen next year, great. But next season, Clemson is going to be a mess from losing a bunch of players.
Yeah.
Alabama just reloads with first-round NFL picks. That defense, Deshaun Watson threw for 420 yards.
Yeah.
And he had no interceptions. He fumbled the ball once. The defense that he played against and put up that amount of points isn't – I was going to say it's an NFL defense. It's not, because they're going to be all rookies.
But there's a lot.
The majority, 7 of the 11 players, will be picked in the first couple rounds of the NFL draft. All right, they're going to play next year for an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that for all of Clemson's offense.
No, you can't.
There's 3 guys, maybe 4, that play in the NFL out of that offense.
Right? Yeah.
Mike Williams, a receiver, Gallman, the running back, maybe a late-round pick. Deshaun Watson could be a first pick overall. Who knows? But for a championship game, you can't ask for anything to cap off a season like that, man. That's the best.
Yeah, it sounds really rad. I'm going to have to YouTube that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sitting here like, man, I can't wait to catch that one.
Right?
I love having a sports podcast where my two other guys don't watch the most important game of the college football season.
Here's the thing. I literally was so pumped that I was like, hey, I rarely use my calendar feature to save things, and I am going to be ready for the podcast, and I rarely use my calendar feature, clearly didn't know how, and put it on the wrong day. So
that's it. That's all I got, guys.
Yeah, I think I'm done, man.
Yeah, let's let everybody get out of here and enjoy the rest of their day.
Before we do, I just have one fact check left.
Good.
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Jerry Maguire.
Thought you guys should know that.
Thank you, man. I don't remember when we brought that up. Do you? Other than Jerry Maguire and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Who's now
a sponsor of
the
show.
You complete me.
Everybody, thank you for listening. Actually, Chris has you got a show coming up at the end of the month.
I do. It's
Joe, you do too. You have Rum Runners, which I'm doing next month, and you'll be there.
Also, The Grid, we have a show there next Wednesday, the 18th, and also February 8th. And then the one after that, I'm going to ask Kevin and Chris to be on as well, with just a bunch of our friends, because I wanted to do one where we could just get down. So that's coming up as well. You had me at hello, Kevin.
I typically do that to people. Hello. I've had all the listeners. That was douchey. I'm Grayson Allen.
I was going to say,
oh, maybe that's why I hate him. He reminds me of myself.
That rings as true.
Guys, thank you for listening. Get on the Facebook page. That's where we post a bunch of stuff and shows and everything. If you want to come see us live, please do. If you have any questions for us, shoot them out on there too, man. Shoot them on the Facebook page. Anything you want to talk about. Doesn't even have to be sports related. We'll bring it up and we'll at least talk about it.
For sure.
And give you a little shout out if you want. And then if you want us to come to your town and do a comedy show, let us know where you're at, and we'll put it together and get out there and have a good time with you. Other than that, we thank you for listening, and please enjoy all the sports over the week.
Bye. You walk around naked. I might just text you. Turn your phone over when it's all over. No settling down. My texts go to your screen. You know better than that. I come around when you least expect me. I'm sitting at the bar when your glass is empty. You thinking that the song's coming on to tempt me. I need to be alone like the way you left me. You start calling. You start crying. I come over. I'm inside you. I can't find you. The girl that I once had. But the sex that we have isn't half bad. Texts say that it's not fair. This cold boy, he's not here. And I'ma flirt with this new girl. And I'ma call if it don't work. So we fuck till it comes to conclusions.